Talk Radio 1270 KSCB Liberal.
Meade District Hospital helps patients return to the activities they love by providing orthopedic surgeries, complete podiatry care, physical therapy and wound care, sleep studies, cardiac rehab, pain management, and outpatient procedures such as colonoscopies, EGDs, hemorrhoid and gallbladder removals, tubal ligations, lumpectomies, and hernia repairs. Patients and family members are at ease knowing procedures and services are performed by an exceptional and compassionate healthcare team. Call Meade District Hospital today to get back to the activities you love. 620-873-2141. Are you looking for urgent care on a Saturday? Meade Rural Health Clinic is open for walk-in urgent care on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Meade Rural Health Clinic is located in Meade, just north of Highway 54 on Hart Street. You can also call us at 620-873-2112. When you need care, we're here for you, even on Saturdays. When you have an emergency, why wait? Be seen faster at Meade District Hospital, located on Highway 54 in Meade, Kansas. Our ER has little to no wait times. Your emergency matters. Be seen faster in Meade.
Does your vehicle need costly repairs or new tires that just aren't in the budget? Then you need to head to Gums Auto Center in Hugoton and check out their new instant approval financing. In just minutes, Gums can get you up to $5,000 in financing with no down payment required, so you can get those new tires or finally take care of those repairs that you've been putting off with easy, hassle-free financing. Your vehicle is critical to your life. Make sure you keep it well-maintained and safe. Get what you need today with the right financing option from Gums Auto Center, 531 South Jackson in Hugoton. KSCB and the Legend is celebrating 75 years with multiple on-air promotions where you have the chance to win cash prizes. Play Ashley Home Store Bingo by stopping by a participating business to pick up your bingo card, then listen daily to B107.5 and the Legend for the numbers and the name of the business of the day that has an exclusive bonus number. The previous day's numbers will be posted at kscbnews.net. Bingo prize starts at $75 and increases $7.50 daily until 1. Stop by these businesses to get your card. Miller Chiropractic, The Crazy House, Edward Jones, Justin Barnes, State Farm, Charles White of Guymon, O'Hare Salon, and Bittersweet in Beaver.
On Saturday, the Seward County Saints traveled to El Dorado to play the Butler Grizzlies. Join me, Brock Kappelman, for the play-by-play. First pitch, 1 o'clock. Saints dugout show 1245 on 1270 and 92.3 FM. Game 2 will follow, also available on the KSCB and the Legend app and kscbnews.net. On Saturday, it's Seward at Butler, Talk Radio 1270.
Oklahoma Panhandle Partners is an all-cancer support group founded by a group of volunteers from the Panhandle with a dream to provide services to aid those with cancer and their families. Oklahoma Panhandle Partners is committed to help relieve the financial and emotional hardship of people suffering from the effects of cancer. Oklahoma Panhandle Partner provides gas cards, wigs, scarves, and hats for those meeting the requirements. The office is located at 316 Northridge Circle, Suite 1 in Guymon, Oklahoma. To find out more about Oklahoma Panhandle Partners or how you can help, call 580-468-6000.
High temperatures reach up to 61 today under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, 45. High of 67 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicic. Currently it's 28.
This is live from Broadcast Square, a public affairs presentation of Seward County Broadcasting and Talk Radio 1270. Now, live from Broadcast Square.
And good morning. Welcome to Live from Broadcast Square, Talk Radio 1270. It's Friday. It is the second Friday of the month of March, March the 10th. My name is Joe DeNoyer, host of the show. And in the studios with us from the Baker Arts Center, we have Batman and Robin, we have Britt and Tammy. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Man,
really
been,
good.
Been a good week, hasn't it?
Yes, really good. Good week.
Looking at the Facebook page, looked like you've had some
some kiddos in and out, and families in and out. And
yes, this week we had butterfly painting class and a alien spaceship painting class that some kids came. We had a really good group of kids, and those are always after school, 4 to 5 p.m. And then we also had homeschool on Wednesday, which is always a really good time. We had about 26 students,
I think, this week. Yeah.
And so we invite all the homeschool communities in our area to come. It's $5 a student, and we have a really good time. We always do a craft and read a little story from the Memorial Library here in Liberal. They've other than that, it's just always fun. We do have play zone upstairs. They get to experience the whole Baker, so that's really fun on homeschool day, which is coming up again on the 22nd. So we'll have another one on the 22nd.
Yeah, going to take a break probably during spring break.
Yeah, and we do it every other week.
Every other Wednesday is homeschool Wednesday.
Okay.
And that way they don't get bored with us.
Now, I'm just going to, since I brought up spring break, will you be open normal hours for spring break? Because the kids are going to be at home, you know, getting bored by Tuesday, wanting something to do.
Yeah.
Yes, we are open. Still same hours, 11 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And we have some new classes for kiddos this spring break. Sixth grade to seniors starting on Monday. We have a chicken Alfredo cooking class.
Oh, cool.
So come in and learn how to make a fancy mac and cheese. And it's going to be really fun. That's going to start at 1 o'clock on Monday. So, yeah, that's going to be great. And then
don't feed them lunch so they can eat their creation.
Eat their creation.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Now, let's just bump over to the kitchen since you brought up the cooking class that's coming up. The kitchen is available for people to, if they have an event coming up, they can
utilize that. Yes, we have it's a beautiful space, obviously. It's wonderful. We invite people to come in and take a tour if they'd like. If they're looking for a rental opportunity, we do rent that out for all kinds of different events. Coming up, we actually have some senior photos being taken in the kitchen, actually, for a culinary student. So all kinds of opportunities, for sure.
Okay. And I've noticed the blue truck out front is a very popular spot for senior photos as well.
Yes. It
is. Yeah. We had some family photos taken out there a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
Just going to have to maybe, I don't know, tweak it and say, put, you know, the Baker pickup. Or that way you can kind of, I don't know if that would be cool to advertise during a senior photo shoot.
Yeah.
But anyway, and even random folks just stop on by to take a photo. We did at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Just went by and just got some family photos taken that we did ourselves. So, but a lot of different things going on. Also, with the kitchen, did I see something about chef salads?
Yes, we do Salad Wednesdays.
Salad Wednesdays, yeah.
Okay. You got to order on Tuesday, and we have them ready for you to pick up at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays. So that's it every week.
Or 11:15 if I'm running behind.
Chef Salads by Chef Tammy.
So are they custom made? Are they just all the same? How does that work, Tammy?
You can order no tomatoes or extra onion, whatever you want, but how I do it is it's a mix of fresh greens and romaine lettuce.
Okay.
Then we do the cherry tomatoes, ham, turkey, fresh bacon bits. So that means I cut up the bacon and fry it fresh for you. And homemade croutons, nothing in store-bought bag.
Okay.
So I use French bread and doctor it up with my special sauce.
Okay.
And then we put them together. Britton helped me put them together this week, and I think we sold about 15 this week, so that was a good deal.
That was good. Okay. Yeah. And the word's just getting out that you say Salad Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Salad Wednesdays.
And if you've got a food allergy, maybe you can't do the bread, or you because you're you're gluten intolerant, or you know, you can't have dairy, so there won't be any cheese, or you know.
Yeah. You can order it how you want.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can do that for you.
Perfect. All right. And pay in advance or pay when you pick up?
Either way. Yeah, okay. You can order. I don't think we have it on the website to order on Wednesdays. We'll get that fixed so that they can do that next week. But most people are ordering and then just paying when they pick up. You can pay by cash, check, credit card.
Okay.
We got all the fancy gadgets to do that. So
yeah, that'd be great for an office. I mean, if an office send one person down, pick up 5, 10, 15 salads.
And we have people do that. So
all right.
It's really good.
624-2810 if you would like to do that on, is that, that's every Wednesday, right?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday through the kitchen. So.
Yeah.
All right, what else we have going on at the Baker? I noticed, and I don't know if you want to start here, but I did post on KSCB the glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt.
Yes, we're super excited mm-hmm. about the glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt. It is a free event for those who sign up, so you do have to reserve your spot on our website, bakerarts.org, or by calling 624-2810. It's going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. We have some good ideas. We're looking to get a couple of vendors in there, so we'll have some people there that you can grab a little snow cone or something like that while you're waiting for your turn to hunt for the eggs. And okay. So we're going to start with the littles first before dark. So sign up by 6. We're going to start the hunts by 6:15. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have the real little guys start. And then by dark, we'll get the big kids out there hunting those glow-in-the-dark eggs. So it's going to be super fun.
Going to utilize the park in the backyard. So. Yeah. That's where it'll be taking place.
So will they need to bring flashlights? Will the eggs glow? And what day is this?
This is going to be Saturday, April 8th.
Okay.
And the eggs will hopefully glow. I'm fingers crossed as long as everything works out. Yeah. Okay. And we'll have some like glow-in-the-dark little glow necklaces and stuff for the kids. I had just had the idea this morning that maybe everybody could wear white and then they'd glow even brighter in the dark. Yeah. So. But yeah, it's going to be super fun. If anybody wants to support the event, they can always donate some eggs and candy because it is a free event to the public. So we are taking donations, definitely.
Okay. So yeah, maybe if you don't have kids, but you still love the thought of the Easter egg hunts for the kids to enjoy, and you want to make a donation from the glow sticks to the glow necklaces to the eggs, the candy, whatever you'd like to donate. Yeah. If you just want to donate some cash and say, hey, here, I don't know what you need, go buy what you need with this.
Yeah, so that's perfect.
We'd also like donations of time. If anybody would like to volunteer to help, we already have over 50 kids signed up and we just posted it yesterday.
Yeah.
My phone just dinged all night with people registering online. So when I left yesterday, we were 40 kids. I'm sure we're over 50 now.
Okay.
So we do need volunteers. We do need hands-on. Come and help us hide eggs, help little kids count their eggs, help at the prize table. Uh-huh. There's going to be a bunch to do, so we need the people. So come down and help us.
All right. So, April the 6th?
8th.
April the 8th.
Uh-huh.
April
the Saturday 8th. The 8th. Yes.
Saturday the 8th.
Yes.
And starting at around 6-ish.
Yes.
You know, we have a time change this weekend, right? We spring forward, so it's going to stay lighter longer, I think.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But it'll still be fun.
Yeah.
So that'll be April the 8th. All right, what else we have going on, Britton?
So this spring break week, just a couple more classes that we have. If you want to get in on the art classes, we have the kids' elephant painting on Tuesday or on Thursday, sunflower paintings. We're going to do that. And then what we're really excited for is Friday, we're doing kids' pizza and a movie. We're going to be watching Horton Hears a Who in honor of Dr. Seuss month.
Okay.
And the kids are going to create their own little funky face bagel pizzas, and we're going to have a really good time. So that's kind of what we got going on for spring break.
All right, that'll be Friday of next week. What time will that start?
1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
11:30.
We're going to start making the pizzas at 11:30?
At 11:30.
Oh, 11:30. Sorry.
We're going to make the pizzas at 11:30. Everything should be good to go. Yeah. Movie by 1.
That's what we're hoping, and that we'll have everybody have pizza and be able to sit and watch the movie by 1 o'clock. So, and we do need you to pre-register online, and there is a fee with that class. It's just to pay for the ingredients for the pizzas. So, but that you can register for that online at bakerarts.org.
All right, and I'm just going to add that if the kids want to come dressed as their favorite Dr. Seuss character,
please
feel free to do that.
Yes, bring it on. Yes,
they just came off at Dr. Seuss at the school, so I'm sure that stuff is still laying around. So send them in a costume.
Yeah,
that'd be fantastic.
Bring them on
and fun.
In. Yes, I think
wear
that'll be great.
Wear your pajamas if you want. I mean, we're
it's going to be a
I might
great
do
time.
That. Can I do that on Friday?
I guess so. Only if they're Dr. Seuss related.
Okay. Yeah, there you
have
go.
To be within theme.
We've got to stay in theme. All right. What do you have up in the gallery right now?
So we are doing Young Artist Month this month. March is National Young Artist Month. We've invited schools of all, from all the areas to send in the students' art. We have Eisenhower. They sent in some art. We have some beautiful earrings from Liberal High School Metal Shop, I believe.
Okay.
And some 2D and 3D drawings and things like that. Mixed media pieces, really some good stuff here from the Liberal students.
Okay.
And so we encourage everybody, we're going to get that put up. It's going to be ready to view by Friday, or wait, today's Friday, ready to view by tomorrow. Sorry about that. And, but yeah, so we're celebrating the young artists of our area. We just came off of Scholastics. And so, yeah, we have this really good group. I think our youngest is a 7-year-old who put a piece in. A really cute little dog portrait. So
we have some homeschool students that have submitted stuff, some kids from Tyrone. And, Tyrone. They just moved to Baker, so, but I think he's still going to school in Tyrone. So Tyrone.
And then coming up in April, we're going to have a local to Beaver, Oklahoma, Lori. She's going to come. Her name is Lori Elfers, and she is a photographer. She has wildlife photography, and she's been all over Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado. I think a million places probably that I don't know about yet. But she's a wonderful photographer, and so she'll be coming up in April. So that's somebody to look forward to seeing. She's local to Beaver, Oklahoma, just our little neighbor right over there. So it's going to be really cool to see her pieces. She's beautiful, beautiful artwork. So that's what we got coming up.
Great family down there, the Elfers family. I believe it's John, her husband.
Yes, of course.
John and Lori. So John, longtime firefighter.
Anyway. They're great, wonderful people. I'm really excited to have her piece. I actually bought my mom one of her photographs for whenever my mom came on to Baker as a welcome gift. And so she has it in her office. So we love her work, and I always try and get a calendar whenever I can of hers. So we'll be having her artwork up, her photography up next month in April.
Now, will her pieces be for sale once they're in the gallery? Do you know
I believe so. I think she is open to making some sales for sure.
All right.
We are looking for artists to fill the gallery. We have a couple months that we would be looking for. I think October, November, looking for some artists. So if anyone knows any local or even not so local, call in and give us their names, and we'll reach out and see if we can get them to come to Liberal. We do have in April coming up, we have Forrest McCurran. He is a I listened to a couple of his songs. He is a song. How do I want to say it?
Singer.
He's a singer.
He's a songer.
Can you tell it's been a long week?
It's been a fun week too.
It has. But he is from the Ozarks, and he contacted us. He's going to come in April 14th and do a small concert for us. We're going to do a members only meet and greet from about 6 to 6:30. The concert will start about 7. It is open to the public, and we'll have that available on our website to buy tickets early next week. But that's new coming up too, and his songs are fun. They're not, I wouldn't say they're traditional. He has a fun kind of folk art, but red dirt kind of sound to me when I listen to it. That's kind of what I get.
Storytelling. He's like kind of a storytelling artist.
And it's just him and his wife. They're a duo. She plays drums and sings, and he plays guitar and sings. Sounds like a pretty fun evening. And we have lots of field trips coming up also April and May. So our dates are limited. So if you're wanting to do a school field trip, call and see if we have your date available, because April is full. I think we have maybe 3 or 4 days in April, and May
starting to fill up as well.
So, and we would love to have your students.
I know last year it was very popular. I mean, the school trips and teachers and administrators like put us down for next year. It was just so much fun with all the hands-on things that's available for the students now at the Baker. So perfect. So but get in contact with the baker to get those dates reserved. So yeah. How many can you do a day, too?
Well,
I don't know, depending on the hours. Depending on the hours that they stay.
Yeah, we're pretty ambitious, so we're saying 2 to 3 a day, and it does depend on what your time frame is.
Yeah.
So
time and group size.
Yeah.
Depends,
okay. You know, if you're from Liberal, you probably got a little more time. If you're driving in from Perryton, you know, you've got that 45-50 minute drive each way, so you gotta take that into consideration as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But encouraging schools of the entire area to come out and check out the baker.
Yeah,
definitely.
Let's go back to the members only event.
Okay.
How does somebody become a member to get to enjoy members only or member discounts? How does somebody get to become a member of the baker, and what are the different levels?
The easiest way would be to visit our website. It's super simple because you can just click on which one you'd like. The child membership is our most popular for the children, starting at $50 for the whole year. And you do get $10 discounts on some our classes and things like that, as well as invites to members-only events. We do have up to, you can do the individual if you're an adult, 18 and over, for $75 a year, or you can get the whole family involved and do the family membership for $250 for the whole year. And you get free admission for the whole family to come in and do our free projects. We do have a members only craft available during the month. This month it's oven baked clay. So members can come in and grab their little bag of oven baked clay and do a free activity. There's just a lot of benefits to that, as well as the children's membership comes with a little class pass. So they get to test run some of our classes for free when they buy their membership. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And we are going to have this first meet and greet with Forrest McCurran, and we have more members only events that are going to be coming up too. So really nice to get involved and buy your membership.
Yeah. And as members, you get first dibs on classes. And events, we make them. We have a new system now where we can just send out a mass email and say, this is coming up, get in, and we give them a week or two, and then we open it up to the public.
Okay, so that's one of the advantages.
Yeah.
And then there are discounts on some of the extra classes, like a painting class or a pottery class, and there's discounts for members only as well.
Yep.
So do you have any of those coming up, painting
we
class?
We do. We're going to have a paint and sip on the 24th of March. That is in the evening from 7 to 9. It's a Friday. We do not have a design.
We have a design. Came up with the design last night. I'm sorry. between me and Claire, we're going to be doing some fun mushroom paintings.
Okay.
So those are pretty popular right now. I've been painting a couple myself, and it inspired Claire to paint her own mushrooms.
Okay.
So keep an eye on our Facebook page. We'll have our design out there soon. But yeah, we're going to have fun and, you know, come bring a friend and favorite beverage and join us for a really fun night. So
we have pottery with Zach Flowers on Tuesday. He usually does one class a month.
Okay.
And we have limited space on that one. And we only have enough for 7 people. So right now I have 5 spots available for that class.
Okay.
It's going to be Tuesday the 21st from 5 to 6:30. And then we have another public event. I know we were talking about memberships, but Epic Touch is going to be with us next Thursday. They're giving away a big screen TV or something?
Yeah, so that's going to be a public meet and greet. Come and learn about the new internet service that they're providing for Liberal. They're going to be giving away a 65-inch 4K Roku TV. So if you need a new TV and you don't want to buy one, come on over. And they're going to be just sharing a lot of the exciting new things that Epic Touch is going to bring to Liberal. So, and we are happy to host them for sure.
Disclaimer, not everybody gets a TV.
You could enter to win.
One person, will win the TV.
Yes.
So that is next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Starting at 5 p.m.
5 to 7.
And I'm sure there'll be snacks available.
There'll be some snacks.
We'll have some snacks for sure.
All right, just about out of time. Anything else?
I think that's got her covered. We covered everything.
And it's Baker Arts. Give us the website and the
bakerarts.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at the Baker Arts Center. So,
all right, stop on in. 620-624-2810, 624 North Pershing. Stop on in. And like you said, open Monday through Saturday.
Yep, 11 a.m. to 6. So.
All right. Ladies, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
You've been listening to Live from Broadcast Square on Talk Radio 1270. Comments expressed by guests, listeners, and the host do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Seward County Broadcasting Company, Incorporated.
Hello, everybody. I'm Brock Kappelman. It's time for the fastest 3 minutes in sports. Hugoton girls got off to a good start, beat Independence in the quarterfinals of the 4A state tournament in Salina yesterday, 53-40. Gianna Voss had 24. Mike and Hamlin dropped in 15. So both Hugoton teams play in the semifinals of 4A state Salina today. Hugoton boys face Eudora at 2. Hugoton girls play Bishop Miege at 4 in Salina. 2-2 pitch from Luna. Swing and a foul tip, and that does it. A no-hitter for Brian Luna, and the Saints win the conference opener on a no-no.
Brian Luna threw a no-hitter for the Saints yesterday in a 4-0 Game 1 win over the visiting Butler Grizzlies at Brent Gould Field. Luna says he had not the foggiest that he was throwing a no-hitter when going into that last inning.
Just try to throw strikes, throw a second pitch for a strike, and just keep on thinking. I was just trying to get over with it, and I didn't even know there was like a no-hitter going on. I'm just like, I can't let him score. I have to throw another zero again. It was right after they're like, no-hitter. I'm like, oh, really?
Saints scored 4 runs in the 5th inning in that win as Tristan Curless had 2 base hits in the Seward win. Then in Game 2, Butler beat the Saints 3-1. Saints only had 5 hits, and 2 of those hits came in the last inning. So 1-1 start to the conference season for both teams. Seward will play at Butler in El Dorado tomorrow at 1. I'll be there for the call on 1270 and 92.3 FM. After 3 seasons, Lady Saint basketball coach Todd Cicchetto has stepped down. The school's athletic department's preparing to search for a new head coach. Cicchetto coached the Lady Saints Saturday in that 60-59 overtime loss at home to Garden City, wrapping up the season. Seward finished 14-17 this season and dropped their last 5 games. Seward went 12-12 and placed 6th in the Jayhawk. It was Seward's first losing season since 91-92. It was the most losses by a Seward women's team since 23-1991. Cicchetto finished 53-33 in 3 seasons at Seward. In 22, that was his best team, going 22-10, 17-7 in the Jayhawk, and finished in the semis of the Region 6 tournament. Liberals' Tristan Wara has already proved he's the best at Kansas after winning state. Earlier this week, he went into the Casey Metro Classic and, as the Kansas representative, wrestled against an opponent from Missouri, from Liberty, Missouri, and Juarez won 5-1. I'm Brock Kappelman. You just experienced the fastest 3 minutes in sports.
It's March Truck Month again at Foss Motor Company in Liberal. And right now, you can get 2.9% financing for 72 months or 0% for 48 months on any new 22 model F-150 or Ford Explorer in stock. And that's not all. At Foss Motor Company, while they last, you can buy any new 22 model Ford F-150 or Explorer at factory invoice after rebate. So that's rates as low as 0%, factory invoice, and top dollar for your trade-in. That's at Foss Motor Company, 502 East Pancake in Liberal, or see us on the web at fossford.com. You come see us.
Are you an auto, diesel, or trailer mechanic ready to make a change? First Vehicle Services, a leading provider of fleet maintenance and repair services in the U.S., is now hiring for our shops in Optima, Perryton, and Rolla. With starting wages from $19 to $34 an hour and benefits like 2 weeks of vacation, relocation package, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and yearly merit-based increases, First Vehicle Services is a great company to work for. To apply, call 580-338-4756, 580-338-4756, or go to workatfirst.com. That's workatfirst.com.
The Liberal Area Coalition for Families has an account set up at Equity Bank for relief donations for the families affected by the Sunday night tornado on February 26th in Seward County. You may donate at any Equity Bank branch in Liberal. To donate, write your check to LACF and in the memo line, put Tornado Relief 22623. The funds will assist with hotel, emergency safety repair to the homes, and other necessities to help these families recover. If you have additional questions, please call 620-655-2061.
Panhandle Counseling and Health Center offers integrated care for patients through medical, behavioral health, and dental services. PCHC has three family practice providers in Guymon, as well as a psychiatric nurse practitioner. Counseling services are offered via telehealth, and PCHC's Hooker location houses one dentist. No insurance, no problem. PCHC offers all services on a sliding fee scale based on household income. We accept all commercial insurances, as well as Medicaid and Medicare. Call 580-338-4638 to schedule.
PTCI Cellular gives you the best of both worlds, with 42 towers from Kenton
to Laverne. No one else covers you like we do in Northwest Oklahoma.
And when you travel across this great land, PTCI's nationwide partners keep you connected.
Experience the best service today, 800-562-2556, or visit ptci.net. Contract buyouts are available. Some restrictions may apply.
Go to ptci.net or call 800-562-2556 now.
Get ready for the next 30 minutes. It's Radio Bay. If you have an item for sale or are looking for an item to purchase, just call 626-KSCB or toll free 888-409-KSCB.
And good morning. Welcome to Radio Bay. The phone lines are now open at 620-626-5722. Or you can call 888-409-5722 if you're looking to buy, sell, trade. Or if you have an item to give away, give us a call. Radio Bay, your show. 620-626-5722. 888-409-5722. Phone lines are now open here, Talk Radio 1270, for this Friday edition of Radio Bay. With 32 degrees on the outside, does look like we've got mostly sunny skies. Highs anticipated today near 60 degrees. So we'll take a look at the weather forecast probably right around the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Let's roll with the phone line, 620-626-5722 or 888-409-5722. For sale on Radio Bay. Let's see. We do have a 2-year-old three-way cross commercial bulls with some American Blue mix. 620-655-9171. 620-655-9171. We have a 2-year-old weather alpine goat for $120. 620-391-8019. 620-391-8019. We have a Rampage soft top for a Jeep YJ. It's silver in color. It's still on the Jeep, so you can take a look at it. It's a Rampage soft top for a Jeep YJ. 655-7540. 620-655-7540. Good morning and welcome to Radio Bay. How can I help you this morning?
Good morning. I was just going to let you know I got that 2-year-old weather goat sold.
Okay, the 2-year-old weather is gone. All right.
Yes, it is.
Anything else this morning then?
Yeah, that'll be it. All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Working it out at Radio Bay, brought to you by the Natural Health Center and also Myriad Machine. Radio Bay at 620-626-5722 or 888-409-5722. Looking for a black rooster. Looking for a rooster that's black in color. 620-629-5095. 620-629-5095. We have some electric drives for irrigation pivots. These are just the electric drives for the pivots. 806-202-0548. 806-202-0548. Radio Bay, two spotted jack donkeys for sale. Two spotted jacks, a 3-year-old and one that's just been weaned. Two of them. Let them turn out the cattle so they know what they're doing. 620-635-6369. 620-635-6369. We also still have some landscaping rock. We have 11 pallets of Pueblo Valley rock. Needing some rock, $500. $500, we'll get all 11 pallets. Also selling 10 acres of ground that's fenced in and has an access road to it. 10 acres. Just off 3 Mile Road. 620-626-9348. 620-626-9348. Also on Radio Bay, we have a PJ 7x14 ATV trailer for sale. A PJ 7x14 ATV trailer, $2,500. 620-391-2509. 620-391-2509. Talk Radio 1270. Some magazines for a gun. 12 SIG P229 magazines. 40 and 357 caliber mags. $25 per or less if you buy all 12. 620-218-5894. 620-218-5894. Talk Radio 1270's Radio Bay. We have a Honda 21-inch self-propelled mower ready to go. Ready to start some cutting. Been serviced. Blades have been sharpened, been cleaned up. Asking a fair price for it at 620-655-3695. Give Roy a holler at 620-655-3695. We do have some more mowers. These are Lawn Boys. They do come with bags. They're 21-inch cut Lawn Boys with bags. $40. $40 a mower. We have an industrial mower with an electric start that's been serviced. Blade sharpened. Has a bag. It's ready to go. And two weed eaters, $30 each, 620-309-8237, 620-309-8237, 620-626-5722 or 888-409-5722. I'm just going to throw this out here real quick. It is spring break. Kids are out of school, and they're going to be excited as the weather warms up. Over the weekend, going to be windy, but the kids are going to get out and they're going to be playing. They're going to be excited. They're going to be running. They're going to be going to the parks. They're just going to be having some fun. Be careful when you're out there driving, as our kids are out of school. So just, through residential areas, just be extra watchful as you're out driving. So stay off the phones. Stay off the devices. Listen to the radio. That's okay. But don't be distracted. And watch for our children. On Radio Bay, we have an older model, large upright working freezer. Looking at $400. Yep, upright freezer for $400. 580-651-0202. 580-651-0202. On Radio Bay, we have somebody looking for some tires. 295-50R15 tires. Looking for tires. 295-50R15 tires. 620-482-1236. 620-482-1236. Talk Radio 1270s. Radio Bay at 620-626-5722. And good morning. Welcome to Radio Bay.
Yes, I need to remove that PJ trailer off already.
The PJ trailer? Okay. I can do that for you. Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Radio Bay right there. Two things. Bam, bam. 620-626-5722, 888-409-5722. Needing some fish for a pond. Looking for koi. Looking for some koi fish for a pond. 620-624-7319. 624-7319. We also have a 1997 Ford 3/4-ton four-wheel drive pickup. This pickup is a diesel, 7.3-liter diesel. Good shape, looking around $4,500 at 620-629-7472, 620-629-7472. And then on Radio Bay, we have the Basset Hounds, started with four of those, purebred Basset Hounds, right here on Radio Bay at 620-521-0835. Good morning and welcome to Radio Bay. How can I help you this morning?
Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
I want to stress on my ad that plants will be taking orders until the 31st of March, and if after that the plants will go up. Okay. So they're going to the greenhouse after that. So I'm just trying to put that out there in the ad. If you need something, you need seed, you need anything, just get a hold of us and we'll try to find it for you.
All right. And after the 31st, they'll be going to the greenhouse.
Yep.
All right. 626-9348.
Have a good day.
You bet. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, call early, pre-order, 626-9348. Radio Bay at Talk Radio 1270. Let's move on to a 2019 Dodge Durango RT. 2019 Dodge Durango RT, 5.7 liter Hemi with an all-wheel drive at 41,600 miles. 41,600 miles, 41,000 is what they're asking. Phone number is 580-539-1501. Good morning and welcome to Radio Bay.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, too. I just was driving down the road listening to you talk about spring break and the kids are going to be out playing. And I was so engrossed in what you were saying that I ran off the edge of the road and flattened the mailbox.
Okay, watch out for mailboxes during spring break, too.
I'm just kidding, of course, but you weren't getting many calls, so I thought I'd give you a hard time. I mean, well, you said it was all right to listen to the radio. So.
It is, yes. It is okay to listen to the radio. Just don't be looking down, you know, and then, like you said, boom, there's somebody stopped in front of you or a mailbox that jumps out in front of you, because they have a tendency to do that, don't they? They're just kind of mobile like that.
I didn't really do that, but I just thought I'd give you a hard time.
Well, you know, when I ran a snowplow for several years with the road department, the snow started to melt and the slush was, boy, you could throw that stuff. You could throw that slush. And, yeah, we took out a mailbox or two in our day, but we went back and put them back up, you know, paid for the post and everything else. But yeah, that slush from the snowplow was, yeah, because you'd go about 30, maybe 40 miles an hour to get it off the road, and you'd just throw that stuff, and pow, whatever was in the way. So, anyway.
Well, it all ended good then. No problem.
It did. It just, anyway. But, yeah, just be careful, Ben, because old musicians may be out in the middle of the road somewhere, too. So, some old guitar players.
True, but they're far and few between, so I don't know. Maybe, though.
There you go. All right, sir.
Thanks, Joe. You have a good day.
You have a good weekend also. Bye-bye. All right, Talk Radio 1270. He does have that Bowflex for sale. If you're looking for a Bowflex to get into shape or, you know, to get, you know, something, maybe your kids are getting older, they're wanting some workout equipment at home. Just, it's only $500, and it's put together. It's complete. It's ready for a new home at 620-629-0090. 620-629-0090. Also on Radio Bay, we have some school chairs. Chairs that came out of a school for $10 a piece. We do have some mid-size and large desks, wooden and metal. Your choice out at $40. And then we do have that Honda Civic's park car. Honda Civic parts car, 2003 model. It's a parts car, does run, does drive, but it cannot be titled. So selling it for parts, $750. 620-453-0079. 620-453-0079. Talk Radio 1270. Let's keep going on with the pipe threader. A 4-inch pipe threader for sale on Radio Bay. We do have a snap-on welder also for sale. It's a wire welder. And we have some lumber, 2x6s and 2x8s. All of these are at 806-202-2207. 806-202-2207. We have an old Admiral icebox from the 1950s. 54 inches by 2 foot, 620-482-0839 for more information, 620-482-0839. Talk Radio 1270, we have an 06 GMC Sierra half ton. This half ton is a four-wheel drive vehicle with an extended cab, has a V8, 215,000 miles, $5,500, $5,500 at 620-271-8335, 620-271-8335. And then on Radio Bay, we still have those Australian Shepherd Minis, the smaller ones, two females, a black and white tri and a red and white, both less than a year old. 620-952-0064, 620-952-0064. It's about 9:50 already here on this Friday morning, drum set. We've got a Ludwig drum set. It is a vintage drum set, five pieces, drums only, $650. Also, that Irish Bodhran, made in Dublin, Ireland, with a leather case and accessories, $125, $125. Area code 316-469-9411, 316-469-9411. Talk Radio 1270, brand new in the box, this phone call. Good morning and welcome to Radio Bay. How can I help you?
Yeah, Joe. Hey, this is 620-309-7051.
Okay.
We have a treadmill. We'd start selling at $400.
Treadmill.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's hardly ever been used.
Okay. All right.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. All right. Selling at $400. Yep. Starting there, like brand new.
Yep.
All right. 620-309-7051. Appreciate the call. Let me know when it sells for you. Have a good weekend.
All right, we'll do it.
All right, bye.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, 620-626. We have brand new in the box, a fiberglass shower stall, 3 foot by 3 foot by 6 foot. Looking at $350 for this brand new fiberglass shower stall. And it's not pink, okay? I was looking for a pink. No, I wasn't. $350, 580-522-1700, 580-522-1700. Talk Radio 1270's Radio Bay. We have somebody, microphone is cutting out again. Going to have to, okay, stabilized. All right, looking for Milo stocks to graze cattle on. Looking for Milo stocks at 620-388-7526. Would like to turn some cattle out on Milo, 620-388-7526. All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? I could make $1 million if I wrote a TV commercial about that. Can you hear me now? All right, let's see. What do we have? We have somebody looking for a working patio door. Looking to buy a working patio door, 71.5 by 76.5. Looking for one. That's 620-482-1188. 620-482-1188. Electric dryer for sale, $100. $100 bill on the electric dryer. We have a black electric stove also at $100 at 580-651-2231. 580-651-2231. Radio Bay, Talk Radio 1270. Just about getting ready to wrap this show up for this Friday. We do have a car dolly at $700. Car dolly, $700, 620-482-1236. 620-482-1236. And then we still have those Nigerian dwarf goats. Five adults and three babies. Asking $800 for all eight. All right, man. Phone number is 620-391-8986. 391-8986. Radio Bay is brought to you by the Natural Health Center and Dr. Daniel Cullum. Deborah Roseberry, also the female practitioner on staff at 420 Yucca Lane on the Ponderosa. Practitioners will get to the source of your problem. They'll treat the source and not just give you something to mask a symptom. And they'll do it all naturally through the therapies that are offered at the Natural Health Center, like ozone therapy, injectable chelation and nutrition. They offer gentle chiropractic care. They do carry professional-grade products, have an IV vitamin bar, and they make house calls. That's right, they do make house calls. They have a website, naturalhealthcenterok.com. Check them out on the web, then call for a consultation, an appointment, or to schedule that house visit. Phone number is 580-778-3310. 580-778-3310. And then we do have Myriad Machine Company that offers pump and gearbox repair, hydraulic cylinder repair. Drive lines can be repaired, rebuilt, or even modified to your specifications. This is through Myriad Machine, a locally owned company in business for almost 40 years. They offer CNC mill and lathe work and more. Check them out. Myriad Machine Company, 620-624-2962. 2. We'll be right back.
Are you an auto, diesel, or trailer mechanic ready to make a change? First Vehicle Services, a leading provider of fleet maintenance and repair services in the U.S., is now hiring for our shops in Optima, Perryton, and Rolla. With starting wages from $19 to $34 an hour and benefits like 2 weeks of vacation, relocation package, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and yearly merit-based increases, First Vehicle Services is a great company to work for. To apply, call 580-338-4756, 580-338-4756, or go to workatfirst.com. That's workatfirst.com.
Attention, Southwest Kansas and surrounding areas. Something big is coming to you. Are you ready? Galleria Furniture. Galleria Furniture is the biggest furniture store within a 200-mile radius of Liberal, located at the newly remodeled Southgate Mall, 1010 South Kansas in Liberal. Stay tuned for details. Galleria Furniture is opening soon.
All right, that does wrap up things here on Radio Bay for this Friday, March the 10th. Enjoy your weekend. We will catch you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Radio Bay. Radio Bay is a free service for you, the listener, and is aired every Monday through Friday here on Talk Radio 1270.
Here's a market update from our Ron Studios at Oklahoma National Stockyard, serving cattle producers for 100 years. At the open, April live cattle down 7 cents, 164.72. The June down 47, 159.20. August down 37, 158.97. March feeder cattle down 77, 192.30. April's down 40 cents, 198.75. Grains in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at TobaccoStopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Kansas City wheat, May up 7 1/4 at 784.5. July's up 7 cents, 776. Chicago wheat, May up 7 3/4, 673.5. July's up 7.5, 684.5. May corn up a penny at 612.5. July's unchanged, 601 3/4. May soybeans down 3.5 cents, 1507 1/4. July's down 3 cents at 1495 3/4. May cotton down 88 cents at 81.30. July's down 88 cents, 82.01. April crude's up 12 cents, 75.84. April natural gas is down 5. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
I'm Brian Schuster, the new general manager here at Lewis Chevrolet of Liberal. My staff and I are proud to be back at home in our original location on Grant Street in the heart of downtown Liberal, where we belong. Home is where our heart is, and it's important to us to be a part of your home. Thank you, Liberal, for the opportunity to serve you. Join us on our social pages, where we'll show you our favorite parts about our home, and we invite you to do the same. Come join the family at Lewis Chevrolet of Liberal. Buy local, buy for less, buy Lewis.
Liberal High School Prom Boutique is offering free prom attire and accessories with try-on appointments available through April the 13th. Liberal High School Prom is Saturday, April the 15th. Make an appointment today for the best selection. After school, evening, and weekend appointments are available as well. No holds without an appointment. Also, please consider making a donation of your gently used prom attire and accessories back to the prom closet so we can keep the LHS prom closet tradition going. For more information, call 620-604-1200.